Howdy, folks, and welcome to the Making a Rodeo Network morning show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. Time to get a grip because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans, Making Eight Maniacs, and of course, our good friends, the Buzzers. Welcome back to the Making Eight Morning Show as we are back here on air for our second show of the week. And man, I'm telling you, it's exciting. Now, Wednesday's show was great. We had a lot of callers, and I'm hoping that we cleared those up today. Maybe we're running a little bit smoother. I even went back and listened to the replay and went, oh my gosh, my fans, I mean, what are you guys thinking, you know? But it wouldn't be a show if we didn't have some sort of technical difficulties that we had to work through. And that's just what we do. We work through them. And, you know, we're back and we're ready to rock and roll. Now, I will tell you, we have had a busy, busy couple. You guys may have seen the advertisements that we're posting out there. We've got some commercials promoting some of the upcoming events that Making Eight Rodeo Network is going to be out at, and we've got more coming. I've got to make more video clips. So make sure to stay tuned to Making8Rodeo.com, and we will get you guys lined up. We'll let you know a little bit about what's going on. Man, I'm telling you, I just have had the hardest time getting out of bed this morning. Had a great guys from Guthrie, Oklahoma, and we are going to be there. We're going to talk with some other fans that are going to be there and some good friends of ours right here from Making8Rodeo.com. So make sure to stay tuned as we are about ready to kick. But before we get started, today is actually Good Friday. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. We're, you know, on Wednesday's show, I even forgot to mention it, that Easter is this Sunday. And, of course, I know that a lot of friends and celebrating Easter, but let's remember the real reason behind Easter. Now, it's great for the kids to be able to go out and hunt eggs, but there's a true meaning behind Easter. But, you know, it really does know that I am a Christian and that, you know, we have a reason behind celebrating Easter. And it's going to be a great holiday. We're going to spend some time with friends and family here at the Making Eggs. And we're going to have a good time. Hopefully you are too, and want to wish everybody safe travels if you are out there traveling. And, you know, we'll be back at it. Now, I'm getting a little bit of skipping out here. So, worst case scenario, we will get this thing fixed up here momentarily. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're actually going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the rodeo. A special guest today. We've also got a special guest co-host, so make sure to stay tuned. You guys are listening to the Making Eight Morning Show here on a Friday, a good Friday, by the way. And don't go anywhere.
I'm your Easter Bunny, and I'm here to say Easter is my very favorite holiday. But to celebrate it in the perfect way, you gotta hop, 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 hop. Hunt your colored eggs beneath the Easter skies. Search your plastic grasses for a big surprise. But don't forget to get your Easter exercise. You gotta hop, 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 hop. Even if you ain't the real Easter Bunny, follow me and you won't fail. Twitch your little nose, wiggle your little ears, shake your little white and fluffy tail. Eat your Easter ham with all the trimmings on it. Don't get any lard upon your Easter bonnet. And join in the parade, 'cause if you got it, flaunt it and hop, hop, hop.
Howdy fans, it's time to get a grip and come on out to Guthrie, Oklahoma for the 82nd Annual 89er Day Celebration, April 17th through the 21st, with two rodeo performances, April 20th and 21st, 7 p.m. Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon, there'll be a parade down the streets of Guthrie. So come on out and see Bucky the Bull, also Bullseye the Rodeo Clown, and all of your favorite rodeo athletes. Makin' 8 Rodeo Network will be there broadcasting live. So come on out, get down with the clown, and get a grip with Bucky the Bull during one of the greatest rodeo celebrations in Oklahoma. Visit 89erdays.com for more information. We'll see you there. Welcome back to the Makin' 8 Morning Show right here on Makin8Rodeo.com. And hopefully this is taking care of a little bit of the technical issues that we've had. Maybe we're sounding a little bit better and won't be breaking up so bad now. Actually switched over to a home phone line, and that's the cool thing about the technology that we have and the free long distance. So we can call in, and we'll make this thing happen one way or another. Now, as I was just saying here at the beginning of the show, it's Good Friday. It's Great Friday for us right here on Makin8Rodeo.com. We're excited about it, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the little bit we had to put in there about the Easter Bunny. And, yes, sir, I've got to get out there and go color eggs and fill eggs and hide eggs for the kiddos this weekend. It's going to be a great time. We're going to enjoy some of that family time, you know, and for a good reason, because it's not going to be much longer, and we're going to be out there on the road, and we've got some big things happening. Of course, it's going to start off here in just a couple weeks
We're talking about Guthrie, Oklahoma, the 20th and 21st. And, of course, you know, it would be yours truly's birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old I'm turning because, well, we'll just say I'm 18 or above. So let's just go with that. But anyways, we've got a lot of fans that are actually going to be down here with us. We're going to be able to hang out with some of our Making Eight Maniacs and some of our fans or friends right here from Making8Rodeo.com, some of our partners, some of our affiliates, I guess you could say. And we're really proud to actually have one of them today as our guest co-host. So we're going to bring her on the air right now. I'm talking about the host of True Cowboy Radio, Miss Katie Bartlett. Katie, are you with us?
I am. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great on a Friday. How are you?
I am good. I'm just having a little giggle here. I want to start a competition just so people can guess how old you're turning.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. That would not be good. But we are absolutely looking forward to some of the great things that are happening. But let's talk a little bit about True Cowboy Radio and what you guys have going on over there. I know that you guys have had some really great guests, me included, here recently. But you've got some more great guests that are lined up here coming up. Am I right?
This coming week we have world champion barrel racer Kelly Kaminsky joining us. And she just actually returned from a trip to Australia, which was really cool. So she's going to talk all about that. She has a lot of clinics going on this year. She's trying to hit a few rodeos. And, of course, her daughter, Kenna, she'll be taking rodeoing as well. So we're going to be having a chat to her. We have Casey Coletti. I spoke to him the other week, and he's on the road right now, but we're going to try to tee it up to do an interview here shortly. I got lots of people lined up, you know. I've also got a young guy who I won't mention his name, but he's a rookie this year to the professional road of rodeo. You know, he does local circuit stuff up here, but he's actually, you know, going for the NFR. So we're going to have a chat to him a couple of times this year and find out what it's like to go on that circuit and the road and what it's like to haul and things like that. So, yeah, we got lots coming up.
Wow, that's going to be really exciting, and we always look forward to your shows. Now, actually, I missed this week's show, so I've actually got to go back, but you did some really cool recaps and highlights during the NFR performances while you were out there in Las Vegas and all that, am I right?
Yeah, we kind of did an update, you know. You get a little excited when you have all these great guests come on the show, but so last week I did like an update of what's been happening in the PBR, what's been happening with the PRCA, and I also replayed some interviews from the NFR with Patrick Smith and Luke Branquino. So they're always great guys to talk to and always have some inspiring things to say.
Yeah, that's for sure, you know, and it really is. It's such a great opportunity for the fans to be able to find out, you know, just what these guys go through, you know, especially during those times when the competition is so tough and these guys are really, you know, running for those year-end buckles and that world championship title. We're a long ways from the NFR this year. It'll go by pretty quick. The summer really kicks things off, and that's just right around the corner. A lot of these guys are really working, you know, towards getting there to the NFR. And as you were just saying, you know, one of your guests that's going to be on is a rookie and really trying to make it towards the NFR. So, you know, guys like that are going to be fantastic to hear you interview. And, of course, you know, you're always such a great host with these guests, and we just really enjoy listening to your shows.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to dig a little deeper and see what I can find, but I'm really excited about that guy. I've known him for a while, and I know he does really well up here, and so I'm, you know, kind of gunning for him, you know, as he chases his dreams. But I just thought, you know, so many people want to go out there and do it, and so many people don't. And, you know, even Leanne Rust, who I spoke to at the start of the year, she said, I always wanted to do it, but I never had the chance. So, you know, I just thought from a rookie, from someone who's, you know, new to traveling, the whole country doing it, what better way to find out and bring to our fans the exact, you know, information and stories and trials and great times.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Now, I will tell you as well, you have got a busy month of April along with us. You know, you have got a you're going to be busy. Tell us a little about what you are doing here during the month of April.
Oh, yes. I'm super busy. I don't know why, but I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend. Kind of just a little getaway, maybe a little bit of work as well. And then the following week I'm off to Alabama, which I'm excited about, Florida as well for my best friend's birthday. But down there, I love it down there because there's so much inspiration and I love Alabama. So, you know, I'll actually probably be recording from down there, which is really exciting. And then I'm coming to Oklahoma.
That's right. Guthrie, Oklahoma, for the 89er Days Rodeo. We're not only going to have some of the Making 8 fans that are going to be there, but we're also going to have the host of True Cowboy Radio and yourself here during that weekend. And how much fun is that going to be? I am so looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be like a miniature Vegas.
It might be. Remember, we'll just have to keep that motto, what happens in Guthrie stays in Guthrie, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am so excited. You know, I even told my mom the other day, I'm like, I want to try get to Guthrie. And she's like, no, we're going to make it happen. You're going. I'm like, yes, I can't wait to get down there. As long as there's no, like, tornadoes or anything like that.
Yeah, hopefully the weather will hold up for us, you know. But the good thing is that we have a mobile network, so if the weather gets bad, hey, we're packing up and clearing out.
Yeah, you just drive, and I'll be hiding in the back.
That's right. Well, I will tell you, Katie, we are absolutely looking forward to the opportunity of having you down here. And we're going to kind of put you to work a little bit. I mean, what do you think? You're going to have the opportunity to hang out with Bucky. We're going to have a parade on Saturday that we're going to be in, and you're going to get to come hang out with us there. And then we're going to be around this rodeo and, you know, giving coverage from all over. We're going to, you know, we may even put you out there to interview some of our athletes out there during the event.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited about that. And then gearing up with you again.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. How much fun is that going to be? I mean, really, it's just like, wow. Yeah. I really can't wait. You know, and then you're going to get to see some of the fans that are able to tune into your shows and meet them firsthand as well. So, yeah, we're just going to have a blast here April 20th and 21st in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And for the fans that are tuned in right now, they really ought to try to make it out here for this event because it is going to be one for the record books. Not only that, but we are celebrating my birthday down there. And so, I mean, you can't ask for much better than that.
No, you can't. I think it's a good birthday celebration weekend.
It is. It really is, you know, and Making 8 Rodeo Network has so much that we're launching with our new webcast that we're going to be doing. And, you know, I actually just had a really good business meeting in Oklahoma City yesterday with the crew up there, you know, with the staff, with the committee up there. And they're really looking forward to having all of us up there and even yourself, you know. I mean, to have True Cowboy Radio and Making 8 Rodeo Network there is just going to be fantastic. And, you know, it really is going to get a lot of exposure for the event here for the 89er Days, and there is a lot of history there at this event. So, you know, we're going to kind of get in depth, and we're going to be able to talk with some of the guys that have been a part of this for so many years. You know, it's going to be a really entertaining opportunity.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can't wait. There's so much history behind that as well. So, and a lot of people don't know all of this. You know, a lot of people go to their local rodeos and that's it. But to be able to find out the cool stories and all that history and bring it to our listeners is going to be great.
Yeah, you bet it is. You bet it is. Well, just, you know, the weather is definitely warmer here than it is in Colorado, but I don't think it's going to be as warm as it is in Florida. So, you know, you definitely want to have the shorts on standby and just be ready.
Yeah. And then, of course, I go back to Australia in June, and it's winter. It'll be winter, so my poor buddy's not going to know what to do.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of climate adjustments there. So, mm-hmm. You know, Katie, it's, you know, it's really funny that we're here together. And wouldn't you know it, we've actually got our special guest here on the line. And so we're going to bring him on, and we're going to sit back and talk with him for a few minutes here. Katie, if you have any questions for him, feel free to jump on. But I'm actually talking about the pro rodeo announcer and motivational speaker, and Mr. Chad Nicholson. So, Chad, welcome to the Making 8 Morning Show, partner.
Good morning from the West Coast. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know you guys are just getting out of bed there. It's only a little after 8 o'clock, am I right?
Yeah, it's a little after 8 o'clock. You're right, but it is a beautiful morning here in Giant Sequoia National Park country. It's just beautiful here on the West Coast today.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time out and getting out of bed so early. You know, we actually just had we've had a couple other announcers that were on our show earlier this week, and, you know, they're on Central Time here with us here in Oklahoma, and they were just getting out of bed at 10 o'clock. So,
hours. You know, I'm a native Texan. I grew up there, and I really like West Coast time. Don't know what it is about it, but announcer hours, yeah, 8 o'clock's a little early, I guess.
It definitely is. Well, Chad, we've got a lot to talk about with you here because this is our first time we've actually had you on our show. And, you know, let's get in a little bit and talk about some of the things about Chad. Let's get to know Chad a little bit. Tell us a little about how you got started in the rodeo business.
Well, I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I grew up in a city called Carrollton there back when it was about 30,000 people, and always had a fascination with agriculture and rodeo, and I'll never forget the first time I went to the Fort Worth Stock Show and didn't have money to buy a ticket. So I sat out on the curb, and I didn't have to see the rodeo because Bob Tallman, they were broadcasting the rodeo across the grounds, and Bob did such a great job of painting pictures with his words, and I was just fascinated by it. So I first rodeo I ever got to go to was the State Fair of Texas Rodeo, which they don't have anymore, and saw Bruce Ford ride bareback horses and decided that's what I wanted to try. And lo and behold, in high school, I joined the North Texas High School Rodeo Association and hung on to bareback horses for a while as good as I could and went to school at Tarleton State University in Stephenville and rodeoed there about a year and a half or so and hung it up and fell into the announcing business by pure accident. So it's like every other good thing that's happened in my life. It's just God's just put it right in front of me. And it started with a job at a radio station there, KSTV in Stephenville, and it just blossomed from there. I tell you what, I've been blessed better than I ever deserve.
Wow. So how, I mean, I don't want to put an age on you there, but how long ago was that you actually got started as an announcer?
That would have been, I would have been 20, let's see, 20, that would have been 20, 21, 22 years ago. I'm 40,
wow.
I'm 43, I'll be 44 this year.
Wow, okay.
So I'm just hitting my prime.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're hitting your prime, then I'm still a baby. And I just, you know, I got to be honest with you. I actually role model myself after guys like you and, you know, some of these announcers, Brett Weldon and, you know, you guys, Bob Tomlin, you know, I mean, guys that have been around the industry for so long and have so much history in the sport. And, you know, you guys have such an insight that, you know, you just can't put a price tag on. So, you know, I mean, although my career, you know, only maybe 10, 12 years in the rodeo business gives me an opportunity to say, hey, when I'm that age, then I can honestly say that I've been in it for that long, and maybe that'll open the door and I'll step into my prime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's something to be said about longevity in the rodeo business. You know, none of us are getting rich out here, but we're making millions of dollars worth of friends and memories. I love the rodeo business. I love the people in it. It's been a great vehicle to take me to other genres of announcing and other opportunities, and just met some of the best people I've ever met that are involved in rodeo, from the contestant side to the committee side, either way, off top to bottom.
Absolutely. Yeah, you cannot put a price tag on that, you know, and we have certainly seen our share of that already. I mean, this is the atmosphere where, you know, we are a true family out here, and you're going to come across them year after year at different events all over, and it's so much fun to kind of catch up with them, and you know, they do become part of your family over the years.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I look forward to going to the towns I go to every single year to see my family and friends on the rodeo trail. Lakeland, Florida, Pocatello, Idaho, Eagle Mountain, Utah, Harriman, Utah, Delta, Utah, Belfou, South Dakota, Estes Park, Colorado, Rock Springs, Wyoming. I mean, Salt Lake City, all the places I go, it's just like a reunion. Every year you get to see these people two or three times a year and go in and be the spokesman for the event that they've worked all year long on.
That's
and
right.
Get to educate and entertain new fans. And, of course, that's what my main goal is to create new fans for the industry. And that's what I teach the guys that come to my announcer school. I said, you know, we're in the fan creation business.
That's it.
And society has moved away, obviously, from a rural type of lifestyle. And so a lot of kids don't even know where their milk and their meat come from. So rodeo gives them a good picture of an agricultural life and, of course, perhaps the most romanticized part of American history, which would be the era of the American cowboy.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know, I mean, that's very well said. I don't think I know anybody that could say it any better. That was just really put the exclamation point on what rodeos are all about. You know, kind of the job of the announcers, you know, I mean, it really is. It's so important to, you know, to educate and to, you know, encourage these fans and to excite them about not only the history, but what they're watching there at that, you know, performance. And of course, it's funny that you mentioned Lakeland, Florida, because, you know, we've kind of left that area, you know, and moved out here into the great state of Oklahoma. And I've got to tell you, the weather is nice in Lakeland, but I just, you can't put a price tag on the people here in Oklahoma. So I'm glad to be in Okie.
Yeah. Good folks there. Good folks. However, the other day, of course, I was watching Fox News, and they cut into the Dallas feed, and I don't miss all those tornadoes dancing around in my head.
I don't miss
that at all.
You are right. Now, I'll tell you, my wife is actually from Pennsylvania, and, you know, of course, we moved her down to Florida, and we gave her the hurricane exposure down there, and we've had our share of those that we've had to battle. But you can see those coming, you know. So then we move out west here this year, and now she's kind of on edge with these twisters, you know, touching down around us. So, you know, we just keep praying that the good Lord's going to look out for us, and that's about all you can do at these points, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Chad, you know, you kind of have answered a lot of our questions here that we kind of set up, but who was your real role model getting into the announcer business?
Bob Tallman.
Right.
Yeah, Bob Tallman and Randy Schmutz and Charlie Throckmorton were probably my three earliest influences. Bob Tallman, for obvious reasons, he's the man, the master. He's forgot more about rodeo than most of us will ever learn. He came up in an era in the 70s where he was the Monday Night Football to rodeo. He did to rodeo what Monday Night Football did to the entertainment value of football, and it set precedence for everybody else. Charlie Throckmorton, of course, he announced Stephenville, Texas, for years and years and years, and Cleburne, and rodeos around in that area. And Charlie has such a great, classy, traditional approach. Charlie's been a good mentor to me. When I first started, Randy Schmutz really helped me out. He lived in Stephenville and taught me a lot, hooked me up with Zoop Dove, who was a 1988 PRCA Announcer of the Year. I went to Zoop school in 92 and then went back again in 93 just to make sure I had it, since I chose to do this as a career. And it's been a great ride ever since. I've had a lot of mentors in this game, and not just announcers, business people, stock contractors, rodeo committee people that have vision, that want to think outside the box and grow. And, you know, we can't make money until they make money. And when you get a rodeo committee that will really grasp a hold of a vision and take some suggestions that you suggest and go, look, if you do A, B, C, and D, now that I've seen your production, seen your event, seen your marketing plan, here's a way for you to create another income stream or broaden the one that you have. And that way, everybody wins. And so really, we're not just announcers. There's some guys out there that just show up, how you doing, get their sheets, get up, do their deal, get paid, and leave. I look at every one of my shows as an investment for me because I do this for a living. And they're working hard to put on their rodeo. So I have to take all of my years of expertise, things that I see from other people that work, things that don't work, study marketing demographics, cultural trends, different things that affect the ticket buying audience, and try to bring those things to my rodeos. And this year, in fact, next week is the Western Frontier Pro Rodeo in Pocatello, Idaho. It's a Wrangler Silver $1 million Tour Rodeo. And they're going with the webcast, pay-per-view webcast for the very first time. They're going to try it. Why not?
Yeah.
The world is on the web right now. They're listening to us right now there. So, you know, you can go to Western Frontier Pro Rodeo, or actually PocatelloRodeo.com, excuse me, PocatelloRodeo.org, and there'll be a link on there for that if you can't make it. But, you know, rodeo is evolving, and committees and people need to evolve with it. You can keep the traditional aspect, but I believe that if you don't evolve, it's going to pass you by.
Well, you know, Chad, and it's great that you mentioned that because, you know, that's one thing that I've heard a lot of talk about within the PRCA, that they have a hard time kind of maybe coming into, maybe it's because of the producers or because of some of the office personnel that may be in the PRCA office there in Colorado Springs. But what is your take on that? I mean, you know, do you feel like the PRCA is really starting to come around and that these producers of these events are really trying to step out and find those new and exciting ways to excite the fans?
I think they are. You look at what they've done at the National Finals Rodeo with the Fan Zone, social media. You know, they're doing a really nice job. There's some things that I'd like to see change, like everybody else. But it is what it is, and I thought losing Houston could have been avoided. That was a huge hit to our association. I think it was something that, you know, the administration made the decision on it. I don't agree with it, but then again, you know, I'm one of many out here, and that's
sure.
The decision that they made. The Cowboys are still going, so obviously, you know, they don't care. So
right.
It's all about the money.
That's
or it's
it.
All about the money. And I think that we could eliminate a lot of this, well, we'll just do what we did last year attitudes. And go on and not be scared to bring in fresh talent and fresh
sure.
ideas rather than just the same people in certain parts of our industry that are holding tight onto what they have because it's an income stream, but yet they just go in year after year after year, and you get there, and it's just kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Football evolves, baseball evolves, every sport evolves, and you have to evolve with new people and fresh ideas, and which I'm really excited about my new venture. I've joined the PRS team as well, Professional Rough Stock, and we've taken the three rough stock events of rodeo, bareback, saddle bronc, and bulls, and we've made a tour out of it, and also it's made for TV. And we premiere this Saturday, tomorrow I guess it would be, on Altitude TV Network, which is available on Dish and Direct.
Wow.
And it's on Direct 681 and Dish 410. I don't have anything against the timed events. I'm more of a rough stock guy. That's just me. It's like some contractors are bull guys or horse guys. I'm a
sure.
rough stock guy. I love rough stock, and most fans I know love rough stock. So
that's right.
You know, we bring in several contractors, and it's an invite deal where we invite top guys. And it is awesome. PRS, it's available at professionalroughstock.com.
Wonderful.
I hope that
yeah.
TV show with Monty Hawkeye Henson, three-time world champion, saddle bronc rider and Hall of Famer, and five-time PBR finalist, Spud Whitman.
Wow. Actually, you know, I haven't heard that name in a long time, Spud. You know, it's great to see him back out here and being involved with these rodeos. That's excellent. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be exciting.
It's good. You know, we've been doing this TV show for about 3 years now. We've been growing slowly and methodically. playing with the economy here, and it's working. The ratings are great. Spud is actually the president of the PRS, and he is doing a magnificent job. I do miss doing the live events. I don't get to go to the live events like I used to because I'm a television voice. So Steve Godert out of California and Justin McKee, former voice of the PBR, are doing the live events. And we've got a great team of people, and it's a great concept. People are loving it, and we invite everybody to tune in. It's Altitude TV Network. It's on Dish and Direct, Dish 410, Direct 681.
Wow, yeah, we will definitely be tuned into that this weekend. That's going to be fantastic, and it really is. That's one thing that I really wanted to get at and get your point of view on, Chad, because I see a lot of your comments out there on Facebook and all. And, you know, I mean, our nation is really going through some rough times right now. The economy is just, you know, really struggling. How do you feel that that's affecting these rodeos?
Oh, it affects everything top to bottom, just fuel prices alone. When I was in high school, gas was, you could get it for 70 cents a gallon. You know, and that was in the 80s. I tell you, I really got to take my hat off to these committees and these businesses that are thinking outside the box and going pressing on with it, and not just, especially the committees that are thinking outside the box on their marketing plan and looking for creative ways to make it more affordable for sponsors to come in, to give them more value. And that's something else I offer my committees is, you know, I'm a marketing consultant. So, okay, let's look at your marketing plan. Let's look how we can add more value to your sponsors to give them just a little more than what they're paying for. And it'd be very easy to do. So
sure.
Advertisers are looking for more bang for their buck to turn more dollars and get more people in their business. And that's what we do. This economy is, it is what it is. I don't know how long your radio show is, but we could talk a long time about what's going on in this country.
You bet. I have seen some of your comments on Facebook and certainly know that you have a lot of opinions and a lot of comments to make about the things that are happening in our, you know, in our economy and in our nation right now. So I really take it and consider it. You know, I say, wow, man, Chad's pretty right on the spot there. So I always enjoy seeing those there on Facebook. And, you know, for some of the fans that may not know you, they can follow you on Facebook, right?
Absolutely, they can follow me on Facebook. I believe my Facebook name is Chad N1. Chad N number one. Chad N1. Okay. And you know, yeah, I do. I love following current affairs and politics. I never let it enter my professional life when I go to work. You know, I leave all of that alone, but I do like to keep up. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've never punched a clock, so it's part of that side of life that I'm unfamiliar with. I've always been a survival of the fittest kind of guy, and I have a pretty simplistic approach to my business, to mentoring my students and the people that I mentor and speak to on an annual basis. And I see the stupid decisions that are being made in Washington, and it just floors me every single day that these politicians think that we're really that stupid.
Yeah,
but, you know, we're not. We don't need a law to regulate every single point of our life. You know, this country is based upon life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not regulate, and control. And so that's where my passion comes from. You know, the rodeo cowboy is really perhaps the last free spirit in America today. And I've always held tight with that. And I agree with it. And I believe in the American people. And I believe in the people that are involved in rodeo. You know, if you do something, you do it for the good of the big picture and the good of your fellow man and everybody else, and not for personal or political gain. That'll ruin you every time, and eventually you're going to become transparent, and we're all going to know about it, which is happening right now on every news channel that you're watching. So,
absolutely. Well, I know you have a lot of those values. I'm going to have to throw it out there just because, well, shoot, you know, we've both put on the same kind of boots and strapped on the same kind of hat. And, of course, that would be coming out of the United States Marine Corps. And, you know, you, myself, Brett Weldon, I think we have a three-way link right there where we're always posting on each other's walls in regards to that. But it really does. It kind of shows us, you know, it gives us that motivation. And you know, of course, the Marine Corps really falls at, to me, I compare it a lot to the rodeo family. You know, it's tight-knit. We didn't get paid a whole lot of money. We didn't get the best equipment in the world, but we took a job and we got it done, you know. And that's kind of what the cowboy spirit is all about.
Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. If I wanted to go make $1 million, you know, I'd have chose something else. But,
that's right.
I chose lifestyle over career. My family didn't quite understand it because none of them, they didn't come from any type of rodeo background. But I said, well, you got a college degree here. You got a bachelor's. What are you going to do with this? And I said, trust me, it'll come
that's
in
right.
handy one day. So it's still hanging on the wall. I haven't had to pull it out but once or twice in my life. You know, it is true. It is. In the Marine Corps, they teach you responsibility, discipline, pride, esprit de corps. Teamwork makes the dream work. And not to whine under adverse decisions. Let's just go forward with it. Don't point fingers at anybody. Let's accomplish the mission.
That's it. Wow. Man, gave me chills right there, Chad. I love
Scott
it.
And Chad, you kind of just totally touched on the question I wanted to ask. And I've stayed really quiet in the background here. But, Chad, I think the very first rodeo I heard you announce that when I moved to America from Australia was up here in Colorado, and your patriotic opening gave me goosebumps.
Oh.
Like, I was standing there with goosebumps. I could not believe the pride everybody had, the passion in your voice talking about, you know, the last free spirits left, and, you know, the people who can't be here that are helping up, you know, helping the country to be able to, so we can have rodeos and things like that. That's one thing I really love about you, and you guys have talked about it coming from being a Marine.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And that's actually my favorite part of the show. I mean, I love rodeo. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite part of the show is that 12 minutes, that first 12 minutes of the show that I had to set that audience up and to get their mind where I think it needs to be to enjoy, not only enjoy the show and enjoy our concept of America, the American West, but when they leave, they feel better about themselves than when they walked in as Americans, as adding value to others and really giving a darn about this country.
Right.
Not just complaining about it, but get out and do something and be prideful, and yes, we are self-reliant, and honor your veterans. Don't ever walk by a veteran without saying thank you, or if he's in line, buy him a cup of coffee or dinner or something. That's one of my favorite things to do is to, when I'm in the restaurant or road, I'll look for a veteran, but young or old, doesn't matter, and I'll grab the waitress, and I'll say, you know, I want to pick up his check right there. They don't have to tell him who it's from, just thank you. And that's what this country's all about. I appreciate that. Thank you for those nice comments.
Sure.
No, I love that. We're not really used to that in Australia, but that was like my first experience, and I was like, wow, I loved that. You know, you can open the rodeos like that.
Was that at Estes Park, Colorado?
Yes, I believe it was.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great rodeo. 5-time small outdoor rodeo of the year. We hope you come back.
Well,
definitely.
Chad, that's actually Katie Bartlett, who's the new host of True Cowboy Radio. And I know that you've actually been on their show once with Jennifer Seward.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Katie has since come over from Australia, and she's been hosting that show, and she's been working with us here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network about, you know, and putting on some great, fantastic shows, and she's got some great interviews that she does as well. So I am sure that you will see her out there at several of these rodeos.
Well, great. I look forward to seeing you, Katie. Absolutely.
You too, definitely.
My wife and girls, the Rialto Ranch Cowboy Girls, spent 41 days in Australia doing trick riding clinics this last, well, winter to us, summer to you.
Mm-hmm.
They were coast to coast. And so, yeah, we have quite an Australian connection.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Now, Chad, I've got to ask you, what is your favorite event to do during the year?
My favorite event? Boy, you're putting me on the spot.
I know, right?
You know, I have two favorite events, and they're back-to-back.
Really?
One of my favorite months. One of them's on my favorite holiday of the year, and July 4th weekend in Belfouche, South Dakota, the Black Hills Roundup PRCA Rodeo. That rodeo is in the center of the nation. It's cowboy town. It's over, I think we're going to be 93 or 4 years old this year there. We have a B-1 bomber flyover during our opening. And then my next favorite event will be Estes Park, Colorado, the rooftop PRCA rodeo, which will be the next week.
Wow.
That's 6 days of heavenly rodeo. It's at nearly 8,000 feet at the mouth of Rocky Mountain National Park, and it's been voted 5 times Small Outdoor PRCA Rodeo of the Year. It's just, those are probably my two favorite events.
Sure.
I love every event I do, but there's just something about rodeoing in July, on the 4th of July, Cowboy Christmas, and being in the middle of it all, to see all the drama unfold within our sport is really cool.
That's right. Absolutely. And those rodeos are two of the biggest ones, and all the big names usually come out for those events. And of course, these cowboys are hitting the trail left and right. But, you know, not only the cowboys, but the announcers, too. You know, I mean, just like you said, I mean, they are back to back. And, you know, there are so many rodeos that you guys do as announcers during Cowboy Christmas. It's just phenomenal to be able to take part in that during the summer months of July.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the one I've got coming up next week in Pocatello, there's a wonderful story for you. In last year, the PRCA office moved the Dodge National Circuit Finals, or Ram National Circuit Finals, as they're calling it now, to Oklahoma City.
Right.
It was a big blow to Pocatello, to the town, because for 24 years they'd had the DNCFR there, and it was an executive decision that somebody made in the office. And so the town was pretty dang bitter. They're still a little bitter. But we showed them what over 400 contestants of not only just top circuit guys, but over 400 contestants of the top 50 in each event looks like, and with an Extreme Bulls package, and they loved it. This year we have 447 contestants over 3 days of rodeo and one night of Extreme Bulls there.
Wow.
And I just got my sheets yesterday, and it's a who's who of rodeo. The stock is going to be unbelievable. Powder River Rodeo Company, Birch Rodeo Company, and D&H Cattle, 6-time PBR Contractor of the Year. And it is an unbelievable show. So it's different with different times of year. Like spring, guys are coming out of the buildings. They're still in the buildings, but the big building rodeos are coming to an end, and guys are starting to get outdoors to the outdoor rodeos. Guys are still fresh. July, getting to the end of the checkbook, fighting injuries. You really get to see that grit and determination. And then when Cheyenne rolls around, we lose a big swath of guys because they're fined up or hurt or broke.
Right.
So it's you know, it's exciting to watch the drama unfold as we go throughout the year.
Absolutely, it does. Well, you know, I know you're just talking about this one here next week, and did you say South Dakota? Is that where it is?
Idaho. Pocatello, Idaho.
What are some of the other events that we can tune in and be able to watch you at, other than your television broadcast this Saturday, which I hope we'll be tuned into that one as well? But what are some of the other upcoming events you have?
Let's see. After Pocatello, I'll be traveling with my girls. They're trick roping and trick riding down in Del Mar, California. And then they're working the Clovis Rodeo in Clovis, California at the end of the month, which Wayne Brooks is announcing that. Then we go to England for 3 weeks. My wife and girls, the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls, are going to be trick roping, part of the Queen Elizabeth 60th Diamond Jubilee at Windsor Castle. And they'll get to meet the Queen. We're going to be there. And then I go to, I guess it would be Memorial Day weekend. I go to Eagle Mountain, Utah. which is a three-year-old PRCA rodeo. And then I go to Harriman, Utah, and the next week right up the road, and then to Delta, Utah after that. And then to Oregon, Roseburg, Oregon, in June for a bull riding. Belfouche, South Dakota, July 4th, second week of July in Estes Park, Colorado. Third week of July, actually the 24th, that weekend will be in Fort Dalles, Oregon. And then Rock Springs, Wyoming, Riverton, Wyoming, Grace, Idaho, Glasgow, Montana.
Wow.
Grass Valley, California, Yreka, California. I can't remember.
Wow. Well, you certainly have a busy schedule ahead of you, and hopefully the fans that have been tuned in here will be able to get out and see you at some of these events and come over and shake your hand. I really look forward to being able to get out and see you at some of these events myself. You know, Making 8 Rodeo Network has really been getting out, and hopefully we'll have that opportunity to cross paths. Now, I know that there's a lot of times outside of the rodeo that you do like to play around in the mountains and in the hills with your Jeep. You kind of got a hobby about that, don't you?
I do. You know, in 06, when I saw my first four-door Jeep Wrangler, I knew that they built that for me.
Right.
I said, I've got to have one of those. And the next year, I ordered one, and I absolutely love my Jeep. Love rodeoing in it, off-roading and rock crawling. And I've always had the same philosophy as Jimmy Buffett. If it ain't fun, I ain't going to do it.
That's right.
You know, there's a reason why I don't rodeo in Alabama in July. There's just... It just isn't, you know, heat and humidity and the whole deal. So I like the mountains. That's where I like to rodeo in the summer, and I like to rock crawl and get off road as much as I can. I love the dirt more than I do my pavement. Now, I got to tell you, Jeep's not a sponsor of mine, but if you're in the market for an off road vehicle, you get yourself one of these brand new Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicons. You will not be disappointed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that
amazing
rodeo road also leads off-road if you have a Jeep to get around it. So, yeah,
absolutely.
And you can always find Chad Nicholson, I'm sure, out there in the hills and on the rocks.
And, you know, the Jeep culture, too, is a lot like the cowboy culture these days, where you have a sector of people that have grown up off-roading, they own Jeeps all their life, and then now with this new Wrangler Unlimited, a lot of new people are coming to the off-road business. So it's great to see all the veterans helping all the new guys out. I was a newbie when I started. I didn't know how to do any of this stuff. And, man, they just take you under their wing and help you, and they're so nice. And it's a great culture of people. And, again, anything you do boils down to the kind of people you're dealing with. I
sure
don't care if it's church, off-road, or business, you know?
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Chad, we are just about out of time, but I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to jump out here on the Making 8 Morning Shows. And, we certainly look forward to checking in with you again, you know, finding out how the season's going. Maybe we can get something put together and leading into the Wrangler National Finals coming up. We'll talk about some of these, the Million Dollar Tour and just how things have been going. And we'll talk about some of these other rodeos that have been happening out there. But you also have a website where the fans can come find you at, other than Facebook, right?
I do. It's chadnicholson.com. And, in fact, it's in the process of being renovated and updated as we speak. But you can get all the current information on my Facebook page, ChadN1, or just search Chad Nicholson, Three Rivers, California.
That's right. And, of course, we've got you as friends on there and always love, like I said, catching your word there on Facebook and, hearing what's going on with you in the rodeo business and even outside the rodeo business. Chad, it is absolutely a pleasure to have you on. I want to wish you the best of luck here coming up with these events. And I know that they're going to be fantastic. Like I said, with Katie having the opportunity to see you at that Colorado event, we know that your intros are just, when you put that patriotism and that history, of being in the Marines, and then you're your mentality going into those events with your, you know, your feeling and your purpose of wanting to, and you know, excite the crowds and get them, you know, set them up for the event and get them excited for it is just phenomenal. We look forward to seeing you out at these events.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time, Scott and Katie. Absolutely. I've really enjoyed this. And, you know, just remember this. For me, I'm a fan first. I started in this business as a fan, and I'm still a fan in this business. And don't ever lose that fan mentality. I don't care if you're a contestant, an announcer, a specialty act, a stock contractor, a committee. Always remember, we're fans first.
That's it. Wow. Well said, and that's something that we've said here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. That's what we are. We are fans, and that's why we believe so much in the fans that are out here. And we have the same goals and a lot of the same purposes behind being around these rodeos that you do as well as an announcer. So great hearing from you, Chad. And like I said, please keep us up to date. Let us know what's going on, and we look forward to having you back on here again.
You bet. Thanks again, Scott. Y'all take care.
All right, Chad. You too.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Katie, what a great interview. What do you think?
I know. I was kind of just sitting here. I'm like, I got all these questions, but he just answered every single one.
He did, too. I was the same way. I have a whole list of questions here, and as we started talking, he started answering them before I even had a chance to ask them. But, you know, Chad is really well-spoken, and he also does a lot of motivational speaking. He holds seminars for other announcers, and I will tell you that we look forward to getting to one of those seminars because he is – he's so educational and can really teach us, you know, the true meaning and the purpose behind what an announcer does, but also, just like you said, whether it's a committee, anybody who's around rodeo is going to benefit from that, you know, and I think ourselves here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network, you know, we definitely need to get out there and tune in because it will give us the education that we may need to present it to the fans as a fan. And I think that's so important. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I loved how he said at the end, you know, we're fans first. It's so true. It's so true. You'll never lose your love for it if you're always a fan. And you can tell that even just talking to Chad on the phone. You know, he's not even working right now, but you can hear the passion in his voice, and he's very knowledgeable, you know, has so much knowledge about this sport. And it's exactly right, because he's still a fan of the sport, you know, years and years later.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got to say that, you know, I grew up as a young kid going to rodeos as a fan. And then because of that, I had an opportunity. I had that passion, and I couldn't let loose, you know. And it was, of course, the bull riding, you know. And I said, well, I'm going to go give it a shot. And obviously, you know, I wasn't one of the top guys, and I wasn't going to be a top guy. I was very competitive. I wanted to win every event I went to, you know, and I tried my guts out. But sometimes there's just things that may, you know, lead you down a different road. And, you know, after my last injury back in 2007, that's exactly what I said is I'm a fan, you know, of rodeo. I'm a fan of this sport. And that is why we developed Making 8 Rodeo Network. So he's so true with that. And that's where our passion comes from is being a fan. You know, our expertise and the reason why we're set up the way we are is because of our experience in rodeo. But our passion and what gives us the drive is the fact that we are passionate and we are fans of rodeo. And that's why we want to continue to spread it. You know, we want other fans to get just as excited as we are, which is why we developed all of the things that we have here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, not just our radio shows, but our webcasts, you know, because everything is internet. Now we've got Bucky the Bull out here, and we really look forward to having him come out and encourage and excite fans and get everybody, you know, excited for what they're about to watch. It's rodeo. It's a great lifestyle. It certainly is.
I don't know how you couldn't love it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, Katie, we are absolutely fresh out of time here, you know, and obviously it's such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for taking the time out here with us. We're going to see you here in just a couple weeks in Guthrie, but I know you've got a big plan ahead of you, a big month ahead of you, and definitely safe travels, and we'll see you in Guthrie here in just a couple weeks.
Thank you. Yes, I can't wait to see you all down there. I think that's my most exciting trip coming up.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully we won't let you down. We are going to have so much fun, and I know the fans will as well. True Cowboy Radio, of course, airs on Wednesdays, and you can catch Katie out here and find out all of her great interviews, so make sure to go check her out. Katie, thanks once again, and we look forward to your show here this next week.
Thanks, Scott. You have a good day.
You too. All right, fans. Well, that is it. We are fresh out of time. We've got to give you some cowboy logic for the day. I think Chad Nicholson really put it out there with a lot of his logic, but we're going to throw some more at you here, courtesy of Miss Emmers, our big Emily fan, big Making Eight maniac. And the most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more day. And, you know, we're going to leave you with that note. That's some of the best cowboy logic I think anybody can give you. And we do appreciate Chad Nicholson for taking the time out to jump on board here with us. Katie Bartlett, you know, for hosting True Cowboy Radio, you know, for taking the time out. We so look forward to having her out here in Guthrie with us. It's going to be a great time. So make sure you guys stay tuned to what's going on right here on Making Eight Rodeo Network and MakingEightRodeo.com. Until Monday, 10 o'clock Central Time, everybody have a great weekend, a great Easter, and we will see you down the rodeo road.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
My car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Ape. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.